New York! Global! Game Jam!
Hi, my name's Olga. I make comics and games in New York, and I'm working on an independent project that's online. You can check it out, it's on Tara. Right now, I am a Global Game Jam, and I'm working on a game. And starting next week, I'm going to be starting a new job. I'm really excited about it, making graphics and animations for games. So I have been using I usually use Photoshop, so that's one thing. And I started using Spine to animate characters and stuff. I have a Wacom tablet, I have a Cintiq, and just recently I got a Surface, and I've been liking that a lot. And usually I use Construct 2 to input all the graphics and code it in. It's like a visual scripting program, so. Start out with a cool idea. That's my thing, is like having a story behind your work and choosing like a nice color scheme and kind of picking a style that works with your abilities. So a lot of people use like vectors because they don't like to draw freehand. And some people like to draw freehand and just coloring it in Photoshop. Overall, it's best to make sure you don't have too many assets because it'll slow your game down. So it's better to like kind of keep it small. I'm working on this webcomic that has games in each of the chapters. You can see here, you can read the comic. And then halfway through each of the chapters, there's a short game. So right now I'm working on the fifth chapter. These are the first four. I can show you this. The latest one here is kind of the one that I've worked the most on, and I like how it came out, so I'm gonna show you real quick. So this is the fourth game of the series. It's a kind of an action game. You can run around and talk to people or shoot at stuff. I'm gonna show you real quick. I don't have a mouse, but you need a mouse and keyboard. So the comic, the story is it's like fantasy adventure story with lots of characters and a crystal like temple thing. Reading the story really helps you understand what to do in the game, and the games kind of help you figure out what the story is happening.